Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Sparsh Saxena.
नमस्कार. घड़ी का इशारा हो चुका है शाम 6:30 का और हम आप सभी श्रोताओं का आपके फेवरेट शो मार्केट मंत्र में बहुत बहुत स्वागत करते हैं. आज के इस अंक में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर एक नजर डालेंगे और साथ ही चर्चा भी करेंगे. आज चर्चा के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक पत्रकार सिद्धार्थ सिंह. सिद्धार्थ जी, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
वार्म वेलकम सिद्धार्थ.
गुड इवनिंग आप दोनों को.
नमस्कार. नमस्कार. सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं राजेश लेख.
Domestic benchmark indices end on a flat note. Sensex slides over 30 points. Nifty settles below 25,800 points. All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers for August 2024 decreases by 0.1 points to stand at 142.6. And crude oil prices continue to decline amid prospects of additional supply. Brent crude is trading at $71.18.
घरेलू बेंचमार्क सूचकांक आज लगभग सपाट बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 84,286 और निफ्टी 25,796 पर बंद. श्रम और रोजगार मंत्रालय द्वारा जारी आंकड़ों के अनुसार अगस्त 2024 में औद्योगिक श्रमिकों के लिए उपभोक्ता मूल्य सूचकांक 0.1 अंक घटकर 142.6 पर रहा और अतिरिक्त आपूर्ति के कारण वैश्विक कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में गिरावट जारी. और सबसे पहले नजर डालते हैं आज के बाजार के ऊपर. घरेलू बेंचमार्क सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी आज एक सीमित दायरे में रहकर लगभग सपाट बंद हुए. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स 33 अंक की मामूली गिरावट के साथ 84,286 पर बंद हुआ. वहीं नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी भी 13 अंक के मामूली नुकसान के साथ 25,796 पर रहा. एनएसई की 101 कंपनियों ने अपने 52 सप्ताह के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ और 33 निचले स्तर पर रहीं. बात करें बीएससी के मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप की तो दोनों ही सूचकांकों में बढ़त देखने को मिली. मिड कैप 0.27% बढ़ा और स्मॉल कैप में लगभग 0.5% से अधिक की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई.
डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडिसेस सेंसेक्स एंड निफ्टी एंडेड ऑन अ फ्लैट नोट इन अ रेंज बाउंड सेशन टुडे. At close, the Sensex fell 33 points and was marginally down by 0.04% to close at 84,266, while the Nifty slipped 13 points with a slight loss of 0.05% to settle at 25,796. In the NSE, 101 companies hit their 52-week high, 33 hit their 52-week low. The broader market at BSE outperformed benchmark indices. The mid-cap index rose 0.27% and the small-cap index gained over 0.5%. In the Sensex index, 16 out of 30 companies ended in a negative territory. The top laggards today were Tech Mahindra, tanked nearly 3%, Mahindra & Mahindra fell 2.2%, and Infosys declined 1.5%. Conversely, the top gainers were IndusInd Bank surged more than 2.5%, Asian Paints added more than 1.5%, and Hindustan Unilever increased more than 1%. In sectoral indices at the BSE, 12 out of 20 sectors logged gains. The top gainers today were information technology, which rose more than 1%, services gained nearly 1%, and tech as well as commodities added over 0.7% each. Meanwhile, the top laggards today were telecommunications lost 0.8%, oil and gas fell 0.7%, and energy shed 0.6%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive as out of 4,054 companies, shares of 2,296 advanced, 1,668 declined and 90 remained unchanged.
विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज रुपया 2 पैसे कमजोर हुआ। एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.82 रूपये दर्ज की गई और डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर्दिवसीय कारोबार में 101.05 पर कारोबार कर रहा था।
Siddharth, the BSE Sensex and Nifty experienced a slight decline today, marking the third consecutive day of losses due to profit taking. This is my question. In oil and gas and selected FMCG shares, how far is it going to continue like this?
See, Rajesh, answer to that question, to the last part of the question, that how long it is going to continue is the most difficult.
One knows, huh?
Yeah, that is something, it all depends how things pan out. But to your question at large, I think basically we know it is all something which is emanating outside India. The factors which are impacting the markets or the reason for the fall in markets is basically external. And
so you mean to say the muted global market sentiment and the substantial foreign fund outflows are the reasons behind it?
Yeah, muted global market sentiment, yes. And also, yes, the people, the FIIs, the foreign institutional investors who were basically large sellers in yesterday. So I think, and the reason being obviously the stimulus provided by the Chinese government and to prop up their own economy, I think, and leading to cheaper, that is what FIIs are looking at, cheaper valuation, even if you see in the surge in Hang Seng or the Shanghai index. So I think primarily FIIs are trying to shift to the Chinese market or trying to value, looking at better valuations there. They see larger profits in comparison to the Indian stock market. But yes, that is one immediate reason, plus then the uncertainty or the increasing uncertainty, I would say, in the Middle East. It seems to be getting complex.
Geopolitical problems.
And it seems to be getting complex by the day. Plus, and then the interest rates cut in US and the looming US election. So there are a lot of external uncertainties which are also kind of having a impact on the Indian stock markets. Plus, coupled with that, if you look at our own domestically, if you look at our own factors, I think next week we will have the RBI board meeting. Today we've had an expert saying that we can expect a rate cut in the Indian markets also, by the Indian Central Bank also. Plus, we've just ended the second quarter of the current financial year. So I think corporate results are also awaited. So all those kind of things, lot of things people are taking decisions based on that. And also to your question, yes, obviously if FIIs are selling at current levels, obviously must be booking profits. But how long will this impact? It depends how Indian investors, how Indian domestic institutional investors. Plus, the other impact could be that FIIs may still come, but yes, it depends. There was an outflow in April, March, April, a little bit in May. But after the elections, then after the certainty, the budget, things were positive. FIIs are still net investors in the Indian equity market in the current financial year. But yes, we can see a slowdown in their investment. But it all depends how things pan out over next 2-3 months.
Siddharth, आपसे मैं एक स्पेसिफिक सेक्टर पर बात करना चाहूंगा। बीते कुछ महीनों में हमने देखा कि निवेशकों का, खासतौर पर आम निवेशकों का बड़ा रुझान था डिफेंस सेक्टर की ओर, और अब हम देख रहे हैं काफी ज्यादा जो है वो करेक्शन आ चुका है उनमें। तो जो आम निवेशक अब हायर लेवल्स पे फंस चुके हैं या जिन्होंने वहां निवेश किया, लेकिन अब कई स्टॉक्स तो इवन 45% तक जो है हम देख रहे हैं कि करेक्ट हो चुके हैं, तो ऐसे में उनको क्या करना चाहिए?
देखिए स्पर्श, एक तो ये बात है कि अभी पिछले कुछ सप्ताहों में आप देखेंगे, कुछ वीक्स में, लास्ट फ्यू वीक्स अगर आप देखेंगे, तो जो नैरेटिव बेस्ड बाइंग थी या इन्वेस्टमेंट थे, उसमें एक बदलाव आया है। लोग अब जो लोगों का शिफ्ट है वो एक्चुअली परफॉर्मेंस बेस्ड स्टॉक्स या परफॉर्मेंस बेस्ड सेक्टर पे है, जहां पे एक्चुअली, और जो आप बात करें डिफेंस, बिकॉज इंडिया अपने खुद डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पर बहुत फोकस कर रहा है, तो शायद वो भी एक रीजन था कि लोगों का रुझान उधर था, कि और ये बात भी सही है कि इंडिया की जो डिफेंस नीड्स हैं और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग पे जो हम फोकस कर रहे हैं, बिकॉज अब हम केवल अपने डोमेस्टिक मार्केट के लिए नहीं, मतलब डोमेस्टिक नीड्स के लिए नहीं, हम विदेशों को भी एक्सपोर्ट करने के, हम एक डिफेंस सप्लायर बनने की भी तरफ हम काम कर रहे हैं, जो मेक इन इंडिया के तहत सरकार ने कई सारे इस तरह के कदम उठाए हैं। तो जो आपने एक बात कही, एक तो अगर लोग हायर लेवल्स पे फंसे हुए हैं, खासकर अगर आम निवेशक हैं, तो मुझे उसमें फंडामेंटली कोई कमी नहीं दिख रही है। कुछ तो जब ब्रॉड बेस जैसे एफआईएस की सेलिंग आएगी तो कहीं ना कहीं उसका इम्पैक्ट इन स्टॉक्स पे भी पड़ेगा। तो मतलब अगर आप, जो हम लोग हमेशा कहते हैं, अगर आप निवेशक हैं तो थोड़ा धैर्य रखें, क्योंकि फंडामेंटली इंडियन डिफेंस कंपनीज में मुझे फंडामेंटली बहुत स्ट्रांग लगती है। कोई ऐसी मतलब कोई मुझे चिंता का की बात नहीं लगती उनमें। हाँ, ये जरूर है। और अगर लोअर लेवल्स पे आके भी कुछ खरीदारी करें एवरेज, हाँ, तो कुछ एवरेज वहां पे भी हो जाएंगे। और थोड़ा धैर्य तो रखना होगा, क्योंकि मुझे कोई रीजन नहीं लगता है कि आपको कोई लॉस होगा लॉन्ग टर्म में। तो थोड़ा लॉन्ग टर्म, मीडियम टू लॉन्ग टर्म का व्यू रखें, तो मुझे कोई ऐसा चिंता नहीं लगती।
सो व्हाट आर द अदर फैक्टर्स व्हिच कैन ऐड टू द गुड सेंटिमेंट्स अमंग्स द इन्वेस्टर्स और इन द मार्केट? व्हाट कैन गिव द मार्केट द इम्पेटस टू मूव फॉरवर्ड?
सी राजेश, यू आस्क्ड अ वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन। वी इफ टू टॉक ऑन द डोमेस्टिक फ्रंट, इन्फ्लेशन इज अंडर कंट्रोल, इनफैक्ट इट इज मॉडरेटिंग, एंड वी एक्सपेक्ट दैट इन द fourth quarter which should be within that 2-4% RBI band, plus we have had good rains, good monsoons, we are looking at good harvest. Third, the budget has been good, so I think 2-3 plus, as you mentioned, one of the reasons could be also impacting us, or could be a good reason for us, not a very good news overall, would matlab it has different impact on different way of different looking at different like for oil prices coming down obviously is good for Indian inflation, but yes, could be also signaling a slowdown in the world economy, so that could, but it's a positive for us also in any case, inflation remains so those kind of, plus good corporate results and domestic Indian economy as such, we still continue to be the fastest growing economy in the world. So, and the way if you look at our fiscal deficit numbers, the continued emphasis by the government on capital expenditure, finance minister has been reviewing for each ministry the capital expenditure plans, which had slowed down due to elections, but we expect that now in the remaining 6 months they would meet their targets announced in the budget. So all that gives a confidence to the investor, to not only to our own domestic investors but also to the investors from outside India.
So how worried should an investor be to everything is going hunky-dory, we were discussing everything is going up, the market is doing very well. Is that a worrisome factor?
See, Rajesh, before going to that, I would also like to draw attention of our listeners to one of the important decisions which had just come, which was expected from yesterday's meeting of the market regulator SEBI. They have announced some curbs on future option trading, futures and options trading.
Jee.
So, which would take effect in phases. I think they're starting November month. They have announced series of steps which would ultimately take culminate somewhere in April. So I think that should also give some kind of stability to the market, especially to the retail investors, because of the retail investors, if I use the word frenzy or their vigorous interest in the futures and options. So I think that would also bring in some kind of semblance to the markets. Plus, to the question that you asked, what should the investor do? As we always say, if you are investing in Indian markets, especially the retail investor, so please be careful. Markets, at any point in time, to say that markets currently are high is not, I wouldn't say is the right thing. Whenever you are investing, invest, take your call based on proper look at the company, look at the management, look at the profile of the kind of business they are into, the sector, what is the kind of growth, sectoral growth in that particular sector we are looking at. So all those cautions, and don't come for overnight. I don't think you should look at overnight profits. If one is doing it with that intention, then obviously there are problems.
Some experts are of the view that one should book profit at this point of time and then come back when the markets are not doing so well. How do you react to that?
See, Rajesh, that is very easy to say. One should book profits. What it depends on a retail investor's psyche. No, there. I don't know. If you ask me personally, I would say if you are a retail investor, while you are investing, you should have a level in your mind. At least because what happens is retail investors usually miss out the rally or miss out this fact which you are pointing out, that to book profits. Because so the best would be that while you're making your investment, I would say have a level in your mind that if I'm making 10%, 15%, 12%, 13%, I will exit. And then probably again you can come in. So at least you are able to, you know, reap that profit also. So I would say, and to say that, you should just book profits, I don't know how far it is correct, because it also depends at what level one has entered. Hmm. That may be true for somebody who's
depends
entered
upon
at a very...
the goal and all that you have set for yourself.
Supposing you have just entered on Friday or Thursday, so would you advise somebody to sell today? So it all depends at what level, what kind of profits you are making individually, what is your current level in terms of your own portfolio.
Moving on, the All India Consumer Price Index for Industrial Workers, CPI-IW, for August 2024 decreased by 0.1 points and stood at 142.6 as per the data released by the Ministry of Labour and Employment today. Year-on-year inflation during this period moderated to 2.44% in comparison to 6.91% for the same month last year. Housing remained unchanged at 131.6. Food and beverage decreased from 150.4 in July to 149.7 in August, and pan, supari, tobacco and intoxicants also declined from 162 to 161.9 for the same period. Meanwhile, fuel and light increased to 148.9 from 148.8 in July, and clothing and footwear also increased to 145 from 144.4 in July. The Labour Bureau, an attached office of the Ministry of Labour and Employment, has been compiling the Consumer Price Index for Industrial Workers every month based on retail prices collected from 317 markets spread over 88 industrially important centres in the country. What's your take on this Consumer Price Index report that has come in?
Rajesh, I think CPI is something, if you look at, has been moderating for last couple of months. So it's something which has been doing, it's as per trend, and so I don't see any reason if good monsoon.
Okay. And also, there is India's total estimated employment in manufacturing industries has showed a robust growth of 7.4% in the fiscal 2022-23 over the previous year. According to the latest data by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the employment rose to 1.84 crore in the last fiscal year from 1.72 crore in 2021-22, highest ever increase in the sector in more than a decade. The emoluments per person also witnessed increase of 6.3%. As per the data, the top five states employing highest number of persons in the sector were Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. These states contributed about 55% of total manufacturing employment in the last fiscal. How do you read the annual survey of industrial ASI in India of 2022-23? How does it contribute towards the roadmap that the people in the GVA, or when we talk about the output in 2022-23, how does it help us to formulate a roadmap for the manufacturing in the coming year?
See, Rajesh, since this government came, I think 2014, the focus or the emphasis was on Make in India, on the manufacturing sector. I think what happened was But when we were hit by COVID, or the world was hit by COVID, it did take a beating. But overall, if you look at this survey, the positive side is that that this is what we are trying to promote, manufacturing. If India has to do well, and in terms of its kind of workforce we have, young workforce, so if you need to make it employable, you need to push manufacturing. And that is what we are seeing in, based on this survey, the amount of, you know, the increase in the number of people employed, the almost a 7% jump in 22-23 survey. So, and the same as you were saying, and the best part is in terms of industrial output, the whatever the industrial output or the equity or the output, what, so if you look at all the marks in terms of wages, in terms of output, industrial out, manufacturing output, in terms of capital invested into manufacturing, so everything is showing a positive. And in fact, if you look at the industrial output growth, which is if you compare it with the previous, it is almost 25% high. Plus, the best part is the employment data, which we are seeing, this increase is almost is the highest in last one decade. So all this is showing that whatever we have done in terms of our Make in India program, in terms of pushing manufacturing, our focus on identifying new sectors, Spursh was just talking about defense. So all that, or telecom in terms of our mobile being not only manufacturing in India, but also now we become an exporting country. We are one of the biggest exporters of mobiles. So all that I think is showing results here when we look at employment. And we should not forget that this year's budget was purely focused on how to push employment in the country. So I think the increase in manufacturing employment is a very healthy sign.
And also the wages have gone up by 6.3%. Survey says that 21% growth has been registered in the industrial output. And also the gross value added has grown by 7.3% to 22 lakh crore in the last fiscal. That augurs well for the manufacturing industry.
Obviously, Rajesh, because that is what the government's entire focus has been in last 10 years, whatever the policy, the way we have tried to make, we have taken several steps how to, you know, ensure that there is ease of business. People who are trying to come to India to, you know, set up manufacturing bases, you know, we kind of, you know, handhold them. Plus, if you look at the recent announcements in terms of, you know, making India a big hub for semiconductors, you know, we've already announced 3-4 big semiconductors plants would be coming up in across Gujarat, Assam. So the entire focus on manufacturing, and that is what is yielding us these results, that the number of people getting employed, the industrial output going up, plus the kind of capital investment, the output, whether you talk of GVA, plus also the, as you mentioned, the increase in wages. So all this, it just indicates that whatever steps we have taken, we are on the right track, and probably we will see better results coming forward.
So all this you will contribute towards, or rather attribute towards the reforms that the government has taken, the efforts the Prime Minister and the Ministry has taken towards inviting people to Make in India. So all this has resulted into the 22% increase that we are witnessing today.
Absolutely, because it is not something, one thing which can, you know, result in these kind of increase in the employment, people getting employment or the industrial output going up. And that is what has been the focus, because if you look at the time the government came in terms of your tax policies, so we have tried to simplify so that there is no, in terms of our, you know, we're trying to create a very conducive business environment. So you've tried to simplify your tax policies. You know, we had an impression that
ease of doing business.
Yeah, largely. Yeah. And that is why the R index, we have improved by huge numbers in that index of ease of doing business. India really improved its position, because we were, I think, somewhere when the government came, we were somewhere beyond hundreds. I don't remember the exact position now, but I think we are somewhere around six. Plus, I think the way we are trying to, you know, another focus has been pushing, if you want to be a manufacturer, you have to have good infrastructure. So until unless you have that, so that is why it's a holistic approach which this government has been taking from day one. And I think that all that is showing here.
Jee. आइए अब नजर डालते हैं अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों पर। एशियाई बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख देखने को मिला। जापान के निकेई में लगभग 2% की तेजी देखी गई और सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स 0.1% की मामूली गिरावट के साथ बंद हुआ। दक्षिण कोरिया, हांगकांग और चीन के शेयर बाजार आज अवकाश के कारण बंद रहे। यूरोपीय शेयर बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख देखने को मिला। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक फ्रांस का कैक लगभग 0.5% के लाभ में था। जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.3% बढ़ा और लंदन का फुटसी बिना किसी बदलाव के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था।
US stocks ended higher yesterday after the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting their record closing highs. The S&P 500 increased 0.4%, Nasdaq Composite advanced 0.3%, and Dow Jones Industrial Average was marginally up by 0.04%. Siddharth, the indices yesterday recovered from a brief setback after the Reserve Chair Jeremy Powell indicated that the central bank was not in a hurry to implement further interest rate cuts. Not what repercussions can that have?
See, it. I think that is what is one big. Clarification which has come, because what after that 50 basis points it was expected that in consequent meetings again there would be rate cuts by the US Fed. So I think it's providing a some kind of one thing good is that he's at least clearing the air that they won't be so in terms of rate cuts you shouldn't expect no immediate rate cut. Plus I think it also eases some pressure on the Indian regulators also on the Indian Central Bank also. So
what pressure? That means the Indian regulator will also not cut?
No, I'm not saying that. But yes, a cut in US means, no, there is, you know, that clamor for has already started. But I think our own Indian Central Bank, as if we look at his statements as late as even last week, he's been saying that he still wants more definitive evidence on the inflation. Mm. And what they maintain is the last phase of inflation fighting is the most difficult part.
Okay.
So I think all in all, I think it's at least brings in some kind of semblance and balance in the markets.
Okay. Moving on, the oil prices continue to decline today amid prospects of additional supply. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading down 0.7% at $71.18 per barrel, and the U.S. West Texas Intermediate was also trading 0.8% down at $67.61 per barrel when report last came in. Now, this is a good price, $71.18.
Yeah, I think that is why we've already started seeing people talking about a rate cut in terms of prices of petrol, diesel. For us, it's a big positive. But yes, Rajesh, I just hope that this is not signaling a slowdown in the global economy. And my only worry would be that. Otherwise, obviously, because we import majority of our crude oil for our own domestic needs. So I think it is a positive in terms of inflation, in terms of our own लोकल नीड्स।
जी, और सोने और चांदी पर अब नजर डाल लेते हैं। सराफा बाजार में सोना आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 0.46% बढ़कर 76,000 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था। वहीं चांदी 0.72% गिरकर 91,330 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई।
And just some good news, the central government has announced that the interest rate on the various small savings schemes like Public Provident Fund and Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana will remain unchanged at 8.2% for the third quarter of the current financial year.
जी, और श्रोताओं, अब वक्त है इस चर्चा को यहीं विराम देने का। सिद्धार्थ जी, मार्केट मंत्र में शामिल होने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
Thank you, Siddharth, for being with us. And before we close, the headlines once again. Domestic benchmark indices end on a flat note. Sensex slides over 30 points, Nifty settles below 25,800. All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers for August 2024 decreases by 0.1 points to stand at 142.6. And crude oil prices continue to decline amid prospects of additional supply. Brent crude is trading at $71.18. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye.